when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, my precious Blood River Radio listeners, I would like to thank our donors one more time, our people who listen to us. I'm telling you what, it makes my day. It really helps my psyche when I get text messages and cards. One of the people that always sends me stuff all the time, I'm always counting on it, is Old Biscuit. And, man, I tell you what, if he wasn't like 6 foot five, 300 pounds of rock solid muscle, he'd have been a good cheerleader. I don't think he'd make too good a cheerleader, though, because I don't think he would fit in down there with the, even with the male cheerleaders. I mean, he would be like a foot and a half taller than they are. But I love getting those messages, and they donate. It's a great sacrifice. And Jay-Z, from Blood River Radio Zone AZ, he sends the nicest cards and builds me up. So people, I tell you what, it helps a lot. Sometimes you get discouraged. You can get discouraged in any job, but this can be a discouraging job. We've had a lot of stuff going on lately, and especially, you know, you think you know somebody and you don't. People just think they're rock solid and they kind of do some things that could be borderline treason, I think. And I don't understand that. But me and Ram talked about that, Dr. Hill. I've talked about some of our supporters. But anyway, without that, I'm getting ready to go. I'm going to watch the football game. Sister Nancy's going to take the rest of the show, but I'm going to watch the Tigers play. And so
no,
Sister
you are
Nancy's.
Not.
What? Are you not complaining? Are you?
Yes, I am.
Well, damn! I don't get no respect from my damn crew here, man. We're supposed to be brothers and sisters, but I just take unending abuse. I'm tired
of
some
abuse. You're taking too many holidays. Too many holidays.
Well, if you're not going to let me off, I guess we'll go ahead and start. I guess I'll help you. How much do I have to do? Do I have to do a whole lot? I hope I don't have to know anything.
Yeah, you're going to have to carry the load.
Oh, man, crap. Well, anyway, I've got a lot of stuff to talk about, but we kind of left over blast from the first hour. You know, there's Dr. Hill always sets a lot of things out there on the table in my mind, but some things I want to talk about. But listen, you be the intellectual one. You're the one with all the brain power and everything. I'm just in here, kind of like the wannabe enforcer. So who are we going to? There's a lot of people that like the tar and feather. I'm thinking some people right now like the tar and feather. But anyway, go ahead, Sister Nancy.
Well, I've got tar and feather, and I've got heroes. But let me tell you something. I just got an email I want to read. It came from Buddy. And I think it's good news. This is good news. It says this is breaking. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene passed an amendment on the House floor to fire Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin. Today, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene passed an amendment on the floor to fire Secretary of Defense Austin. This is the first time in 118 Congress, the Holman rule has been used to hold a Biden official accountable. And she,
wow.
I was going to read what she says.
Yeah,
she
what
says,
is the Holman rule? If you get time, tell us what that is.
I have no idea, but I'll just read what she has to say. She says, "Hi, I'm proud to let you know that my amendment using the Holman rule to fire Secretary Lloyd Austin just passed on the House floor. This is the first time in the 118th Congress that we have used the Holman rule. This is the first one introduced. And as a matter of fact, it's the first time the Holman rule has been used in years. The Holman rule is a very important tool that members of Congress can use to fire federal government officials. Lloyd Austin, the Secretary of Defense of the United States, definitely deserves to be fired. This is a woman who is one of my heroines. He failed in Afghanistan, military recruitment at an all-time low, and he forced 8,000 military troops out of the military because they refused the COVID vaccine. There's a loss of confidence in Lloyd Austin's leadership, and he deserves to be fired. So my amendment to fire him using the Coleman rule, reducing his salary down to $1, and $1 is too much, just passed on the House floor. Share the good news, everyone.
That is great news. You know what? Have you ever seen him?
Oh, yeah, of course.
You're talking about a G-rilla. That guy, he just, yeah. I mean, what they've done, they just went into the, you know, to the Congo and got a big old silverback and put him in a suit. I mean, that guy, I bet his IQ isn't over 80. And you're talking about a racist, a self-hate. He just rips with vitriol, venom for white people, especially for white Christian males, white males.
Well, you know, did you see who substituted when General Milley stepped down, retired? He's replaced by a black man. So, I mean, we're under attack from every angle.
Milley retired? Miller,
just yesterday. It was just yesterday there was a ceremony. So he's replaced by some black official.
I'm not surprised. But I was hoping he would check on a chicken bone, kind of like Congressman James Traficant. I was hoping he would. That's what I was hoping. I was hoping that they would, you know, all of a sudden he would just grab his heart or his chest and say, well, you know, I'm choking on a chicken bone, and there would be no more millions. The sorry piece of garbage. You know what he did when, I'm no big fan of Trump, but you know, back when, was before when Trump was still president, there was a so-called Million Man March. They were bringing all these thousands and thousands of black feral animals and these stinking Jew Antifa coming to Washington, D.C. And there was a lot of people saying there was a serious threat that they were going to overrun the police there and tear down the barricades and go in. And they were saying they were going to drag President Trump out and they're burning him in effigy and all this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, they had the National Guard in there, and they had, I think, the 82nd Airborne they brought in from they've changed the name now, but it used to be Fort Bragg. And that stinking Milley I forgot who the defense chief was at the time, they sent him back. They overruled the president. I know this is kind of rabbit trail, but you know, the president of the United States is the supreme commander of the military. Mm-hmm. He commands, he can fire the Secretary of the Defense, he can fire the Army Chief of Staff. Bam, they're gone. He's the supreme. Mm-hmm. He can overrule. But they overruled him. They told him, no, you're not going to have your people. And the few National Guard troops they did kept there, they took their ammunition from them. They didn't have any ammo.
Oh,
they said that right there. If that wasn't treason, I don't know what would be. It says right here, I just see something. It says the slim Republican minority in the House of Representatives have just voted to give itself a streamlined way to fire civil servants. That's what they talk about. It's a way they can fire civil service. Now, I've heard, Nancy, I know this
is
may be a rabbit trail.
The Holman ruling, is that what you're talking about, the Holman ruling? Is that what that is? Yeah, okay.
Evidently, he was
general. Another thing that just happened, I saw, I think this, they just passed the budget, and I was going to mention, you know, they've been trying to sell that down as, a lot, nobody's going to get paid, all blah, 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 Social Security, blah, blah, blah. Well, these people do get paid. They may have to wait to get paid, but they act like they're penniless and they never get paid. That's not true. They may be out of money if there's a breach of the a budget, but it's not like they're losing the money. Ultimately, when they go back and start up again, they'll be back to get their back pay. But I think it just passed. I think it just passed because they had this black guy up from New York, and he was bragging about how they, the Republicans, I think, gave in, and now the budget is going to pass.
They always give in.
I want to tell you why Marjorie Taylor Greene was holding up on passing the budget. One of the main reasons that the budget was being held up, according to her, is because they wanted to include more new money, like $300 million more, in the defense bill for Ukraine. And, of course, she's totally against that. And she said one of the reasons that they wanted to incorporate that into the budget defense bill was to cover those congressmen who are from the red states who don't want it but are afraid to vote against it. So, you know, that's, again, even though they are against the defense bill having this additional money to Ukraine, the representatives from the red states were afraid to tell the truth that they were against additional money to Ukraine. So she was calling them out.
What the hell are they there for? If they're not going to use their conscience and rule by their conscience and represent their constituents, what the hell are they there for?
She said they do not want their constituents to know that they were opposed to the defense bill based on additional money to Ukraine. So that's another aspect of our corrupt leadership. That's another aspect. So they will go ahead and vote for it, even if they're against it. Now, they must have done that today just to get this bill moving so that we will not close down everything. And, of course, it'll all be blamed on the MAGA Republicans if there is a shutdown. Everything, they're going to create a situation where they're going to say everything is all the MAGA Republicans are blaming. They're the ones to blame for Social Security, unemployment, air traffic controllers, blah, 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 so on.
Well, Sister Nancy, we'll get there. We'll go right back there as soon as we get back from this break. People will be right back. Hold on. We got this first commercial break at the second hour, and we'll be right back every day.
This is Attorney Jason Ruff, General Counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more while listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Let me tell you something, boy. If I did give you power, you got nothing. Nobody gives you power. Real power is something you take.
Dear Blood River Radio family, you know what? I'm just really on cloud nine. I got to go back. I think Sister Nancy heard. I read a couple of text messages that we got from two of our biggest supporters, Sister Nancy. They I tell you what, they really love our program. And, you know, I've heard, I don't know, I think who was it? Was it Rush Limbaugh, Alex Jones? Somebody said that for every for every donation you get, you probably have 1,000 people listening to you. But we don't get that many people to donate. But I was reading a couple of text messages they sent. And I'm an emotional guy and a sentimental. And this may be a small rabbit trail, but I'm so emotional, sentimental. We did the last, I think the last little moving job. My grandson and my daughter had to move. First, my daughter moved in my grandson where he was living because our son-in-law died. My daughter's, my oldest daughter's husband. We loved him so much. God, we loved him. I've never seen anybody like Joe. He was. I've never seen anybody with a better heart. He had a good. But his real heart was bad. But you know, spiritually, he was great. He had his cardiac output was down to 20% of normal when he died. But anyway, I went over there to help with them today, and I took the keys to where they moved out. I went and took one last look, and they've been over that area for like 23 years. And this isn't a rabbit trail. This is because of how sentimental I am and emotional. And God, a lot of people might think, if I'm weak, I'm weak. I had to cry because my grandson will be 29 years old next month, well, in November. And he'd been living there since he was 5 or 6. And, you know, Joe's gone. Things have changed so much. Our house, you can't hardly get in the house now. You have to walk over stuff. We've had to take stuff from the grandson in here from my daughter. And she's going to have to live here for a while until we get her situated someplace else. Because Memphis is a very dangerous city. We could not let her move into another place by herself. Extremely dangerous here. But that hooks up with these. I want our people that send us these emails and text messages, not just the money. I was telling Mr. Buddy the other day, I used to treasure his letters. I just love getting those letters. I love getting the text messages and the emails from our people. And, you know, and I'll just say this one more thing. I want to have some visitors that were coming down here. One of some of our listeners wanted to visit. And I felt like a criminal, but I wouldn't be able to have a half a day to spend with them. And our place is just, I can't even hardly get in my studio. I had to move some stuff out of this thing I'm using for a studio just today. And when the broadcast is over, I have to move it back in. But that's a long rabbit trail to say, the way of saying, thank you people so much for sending me encouraging text messages and emails. They love our crew. They always comment. Some of them have their favorites, you know. Some of them like Monica. Some of them they like Gene. They love us all, but they have different ways. But anyway, that's once again, just to repeat myself, I love our people that text us, that send us messages and donate. You keep us going. It really keeps the spirit. You get kind of depressed sometimes.
Right.
You get so, especially in the night, you think, why am I doing this? I think I'm just going to run my marathons and start hunting and fishing. I haven't been deer hunting so long. And then you get up and say, no, I can't get, I got to stay in the fight. But anyway, I didn't mean to go. I shouldn't have gone that long, but our people, I treasure those communications so much. But anyway, go ahead back where you're talking, Sister Nancy.
I don't blame you, Eddie, for being appreciative of people who take the time to let you know that you are doing something productive. And I think it's great that they have that they've done that. I think it's a pat on the back for the program. But back to heroes, and I've got Marjorie Taylor Greene as one of our heroes, and the other one I'm going to say is the Kentuckian Thomas Massey, who is one of my favorites.
Oh, he's great.
He introduced a bill to ban the shipment of American cluster bombs to Ukraine. Let's hope it passes. Actually, a Democrat woman, I think, is his co-sponsor. This is terrible that we are actually doing this, that we would even consider doing this. These are banned weapons, but America never signed on to this banning of the cluster bombs, as far as I know. But we go ahead. We don't care if internationally it's outlawed. So I'm proud of Thomas Massey for that bill, and I hope it passes. And as far as tar and feathering, I'm going to say that Trump-appointed Judge Timothy Kelly is the one that I would tar and feather with the hottest tar and the dirtiest feathers possible. I just read in the Barnes in the American Free Press sentences that this no good Judge Kelly has meted out to these people who were with the Proud Boys in the protest on January the 6th. And it is outrageous. These men, one of the men never even was, he was one of the leaders. He was never even in Washington, D.C. I think they gave him 22 years. Some of them are getting 17 years, 15 years, whatever. This judge deserves tar and feathering. Judge Timothy Kelly, appointed by President Trump. It's just, I don't even have words for him, tell you the truth. But I'm going to recommend something to our listeners. If you are not receiving American Free Press and or the Barnes Review, I can highly recommend both of them. I want to give you a telephone number for the American Free Press if you would like to subscribe. It comes out biweekly. And then telephone number is 202-544-5977. Or for subscriptions, you can go subscriptions@AmericanFreePress.net. For the Barnes Review, there's a different telephone number. It's 202-547-5586. And they have a pretty simple address. It's the Barnes Review, Post Office Box 550, White Plains, Maryland, 20695. They may be considered a little bit on the expensive side, but, I mean, I just think we right now it seems to me that our newspaper, what would be unacceptable newspapers, considered radical newspapers, seem to be very slim today, slim pickings. I guess there's some still out there, but unfortunately don't seem to be much going on in the newspapers that we would generally like and support.
Well, you know, Sister Nancy, the Barnes Review considers us pretty radical. We have a supporter who was going to take out a big ad for Blood River Radio there. But I was told by Mr. Paul Angel that we would have to tone our message down, have to tone I was going to get Gene to go back and write a script to put it in. I said, you know what? If they feel that way, to hell with them. They do have a good magazine, but like so many other people, they just, when it comes time to get up there and when the nut cutting comes, they hear mama calling. I don't know if any, that's one reason I'm so proud of Blood River Radio. Well, I don't know of another outlet that lets it all hang out like we do. And the people that send us text messages and donate to us, they voice that. But I was really disappointed. The same thing happened to, the Council of Conservative Citizens. I mean, I think they folded. But they didn't want to, they tried to give us a hard time about getting an ad. But, you know, so that's something. If you got some people that are supposed to be really regular fire eaters, like that Council of Conservative Citizens and the American Renaissance, all these people, if they won't take our ads because we're too hot, we're doing something right. As a matter of fact, I think we're going to get our own damn newspaper going. I really do. And but anyway, I got to get off that bandwagon. But go back to you, Sister Nancy.
Well, I would like someone to recommend some newspapers that would be available. I was writing for mainly doing book reviews for Olaf Childress for about 10 years, and I thought he had the best paper out there, the First Freedom. I thought it was the best, of course, not just because I was interested in it or wrote for it, but I just thought it covered all of the bases, and I'd like to know what is available. Maybe somebody can call in and recommend something.
I'm sitting here just getting ready to get coming. We're going to another break already, Sister Nancy. People will be right back from this break. And anyway, I'll be right back. I'll tell y'all something. Hang on.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. With negotiations still at a gridlock, a government shutdown is looming if a deal cannot be reached by tonight. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's last-ditch effort at convincing fellow Republicans fell apart yesterday when they rejected a bill that he proposed to temporarily fund the government.
I pledged in taking this job to change Washington, to stand up for the American public. And that's exactly what we're doing.
A shutdown would result in millions of federal employees being furloughed and many others forced to work without pay until there's a deal. National parks would close. It could also affect those on food and financial assistance. More auto workers joined the picket line after UAW and Ford failed to come to an agreement after 2 weeks of talks.
The president of the United Auto Workers, Sean Fain, says there's a long way to go before the union reaches a deal with Ford. The UAW expanding its strike with more workers joining the picket line at factories in Illinois and Michigan. More than 25,000 auto workers on strike right now.
Laura Winters reporting. The country is looking back on the life of California Democrat and government trailblazer Dianne Feinstein, who has passed away at the age of 90.
The oldest serving senator, Feinstein had served in the Senate for 30 years, being first elected to the position in the early 1990s. Feinstein had suffered from frail health for the last few months. California Governor Gavin Newsom will appoint someone to temporarily fill the seat until the upcoming primaries in March. I'm Corey Myers.
A deluge of rain causes flash flooding in New York City, disrupting subway service, inundating ground-level apartments, and turning some streets into small lakes. Friday's torrential downpours came after a week of steady rain. Almost 8 inches of rain fell in some parts of the city. Governor Kathy Hochul warned of life-threatening floods and declared a state of emergency for New York City, Long Island, and the Hudson Valley. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAVEL for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAVEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAVEL for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Smell of napalm in the morning. Smells like victory.
Some folks are born made to wave the flag. Ooh, they're red, white, and blue.
And when the dear, but you just hacked. Yes, sir, that old napalm, if you ever smell any of it, you will never forget it, what it smells like. Anyway, folks, we're going right back to Sister Nancy. We got a lot of stuff to talk about, but before I start going off on all my stuff, I'm going to go right back to Sister Nancy because I called her the other day and said things. Oh, I almost forgot, Sister Nancy. Sister Monica probably won't be in tonight, people. I don't think she'd mind you telling you about her. I consider us family. I really do. That may be a cliche, but everybody works on this program. Me, Sister Nancy, G, Ren, Monica, etc. Well, I do. I love them just like my own blood kin. I feel like they feel the same way about me and about each other. So, with that said, Sister Braveheart went to the doctor. Must have been Wednesday, and she went to an optometrist, and they found some stuff that's not so good in one of her eyes. And So she's going to. They gave her the different referrals, and you know, in Canada they have this socialized medicine. So I don't know. She said, I can't believe she's going to try to come on the program. She said she may not get back in time. So she probably won't. I counted her out. I called, left a message on her phone. But I'm going to tell you what, when they start talking about your eye retinal detachments and stuff like that. That's I wouldn't. The program would be the last thing in my mind. So anyway, keep Sister Braveheart in your prayers. Gene, the bitter ender, he wussed out. He's up there having a ball, sleeping with the ticks and the chiggers and the cotton mouse in the copperheads with the Boy Scouts. They're sleeping outside. I was so disappointed when the bitter ender said he's going to be sleeping inside a building. I said, what? The bitter ender? And we're buying you new swords every week. You thought, damn Yankees, you butcher them. And you're not going to sleep on the ground. He says he had enough of that when he was in the NOM. And I said, well, you won't be having incoming out there with the Boy Scouts. Well, I guess it depends on how you define incoming. Well, he's not here tonight. And Brother Rand, he's out working. That guy works hard every day. He has a selling business on the side. I won't say where it is in case the wrong people are listening. And he also cuts hay every day. You would not believe how much hay they have cut and harvested. But he'll probably be on he'll be carrying the show November the 4th. I'll be up running the New York Marathon representing our fair city and St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Because we raise, you have to raise $3,500 to run New York. So me and some other people in Memphis did that. And you raise $750 for Memphis, $750 for Nashville, $1,250 for Marine Corps. And all the money goes to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. And believe it or not, somebody, I wish he'd send me another letter. I forgot his address. But he told me he was not going to hold it against me for being a St. Jude hero. And I thought, my God, man. Yeah, well, I hope not. I mean, I know you raised money for this hospital to cure cancer, but I'm not going to hold that against you. But they said he had this weird idea of thinking that they just go in and start experimenting on these kids just for the hell of it. I'm going to get off this for a second. But in 1962, this is one rabbit trail, y'all. Please bear with me. In 1962, Danny Thomas came to Memphis, and I was 15 years old. And he started a little place out here west of me. It's a really bad area of town now. Little tiny St. Joseph Hospital. Now it is huge. I mean, I bet it's big as the Pentagon. It's a gigantic outfit, and they're building more and more of them every day. And in those days, if you had something like acute lymphoblastic leukemia, it was like one chance in, 1,000 maybe, if it was that much. They had iron lungs and all this crap. No one, if you got diagnosed with cancer, especially any type of childhood leukemia, it was a death sentence. But now I say we because we've been doing this since 2011. I've raised thousands of dollars for St. Jude. Very proud of that. We're carrying a little over 80% now. That's going from like, a half a percent to 80% in this acute lymphoblastic leukemia that was about the deadliest of all, carrying over 90%. So that's one of the rabbit trails I got off on. That's where I'll be. Rand's going to be taking that program. Then he's I know Rand's been wanting to do this. This is kind of like an announcement I forgot to make earlier. I really didn't give a hoot in hell about this Christian identity and all that stuff. It's kind of like the Constitution, all that stuff bores me. I'm thinking, what good is it, you know? I know white race is superior. No one has to come up with all these theories and textbooks and graphs and stars to show me. I know the difference between a gorilla and a Greek warrior. But anyway, he's going to be taking it. He's going to be doing. He's going to try to do one of these Christian identity things for a couple of hours. I'm sure Sister Nancy will be going to be in on that. And so that's where I'll be then. That's just kind of an advance notice. And once again, I'll say, how the hell will I go off on that stuff? I'll never know. Sister Nancy got me distracted. Anyway, go back to you, Sister Nancy.
Yeah, another holiday. Okay. I'm going to go over something real briefly that's also in the current issue of the American Free Press. This is the first time that I have read that there are actually going to be some charges against violent militants. And in Georgia, in Atlanta, they've had run-in over maybe a period of time, according to this, these activists have been going on for years, against a police station training area in Atlanta where they've had a lot of destruction. They've had Molotov cocktails and all kinds of things thrown at the contractors and some of the equipment has been destroyed and burned up. So finally, they have got charges against 61 of these militants. Now, this is interesting. Only 13 of the named 61 defendants are actually from Georgia. All of the 61 named defendants have been charged with RICO violations. It's interesting, RICO is something they use a lot of times against our people. And according to this Fannie, whatever her name is, black prosecutor, she says within the RICO violations against Trump, they will have to give him jail time. So let's hope that they give jail time to these 61 evil, violent defendants. And it says, while several other defendants are facing separate charges relating to domestic terrorism, attempted arson in the first degree, and money laundering earlier. Now, this is a good thing here. Listen to this. Earlier this year, a lawyer connected to the increasingly discredited Southern Poverty Law Center named Thomas Juergens, who also acted as a legal observer on behalf of the National Lawyers Guild at some of the violent protests initiated by the group, was arrested on charges related to domestic terrorism.
This
is one good thing. And let's hope he gets, if they put him behind bars.
You know, if he's Jewish, he probably is. He'll get out of it. He'll squirm out.
He'll pay his way out. He's got the money. He'll get out of it. At least they did arrest him. That's something.
Yes.
And what I'm concerned about is this Fannie, what's her name? Fannie Wilson or Fannie something. This black lady.
Well, she's a gorilla. I know
Trump,
that.
She did say that RICO always, I guess an indictment, if you're indicted on RICO, which they've done that to a lot of our people, that means a guaranteed jail time, which what she's saying is if Trump gets indicted on RICO charges, which is another very elusive, nebulous term, that means that Trump will be behind bars, I guess, serving as our president.
If he's convicted. And I know this is, I probably shouldn't even say this. I heard people say, well, if he's elected president, can he pardon himself? I guess I don't see why he couldn't. But I got to ask you a question, and this may not be on the script, but I would like to know why somebody like Trump, he's supposed to be really smart and he's rich, why would he even respond to these charges, these indictments? Why would he even go to New York to stand trial? Why would he even go down to Georgia to stand trial? You know, as much money he's got, he could hire two, three dozen goons with the ARs and the vests and the Thompson subs and whatever it takes, and just say, come get me. I'm not going to any damn place. Especially if it was a state, if it was the Fed and they could send, an airborne battalion after you or something. But if it's just a stinking state government sending some stuff, I'd be willing to shoot it out with them. I mean, because here's the reason. If I was Trump, the same way I would do if I was Elon Musk and Benjamin Netanyahu was come over, I said it last week, I'll say it again, I would put a SAM right to the middle of the cockpit of his plane, a surface-to-air missile, and say, I'm going to take my stopwatch in time, see how long it takes a Jew to hit the ground from 30,000 feet. But I don't know why they know. I'm going to make this statement, Sister Nancy, and then I'm going to ask you a question. Trump has to know everybody's been persecuted. Everybody's in the January 6th thing. The people that are, God, we're going to another break already? We sure are. Hey, don't let me forget what I'm talking about. I got to go to one last break, and I'm going to hit you with this question when we come back.
Okay.
Be right back, folks.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
My name is Christian Knuckles. I prophesy there will be no revival until the church leadership stops lying to the people. I'm the first soldier of the spiritual body of Christ, the line of Judah, the Confederate Church of Christ. I'm here to declare The lion will lie down with the lamb when the lying stops. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries and brought to you by ConfederateChurchOfChrist.com.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I'm going to get my mouth in maximum overdrive. The time just seems, I don't know where the hell time goes. But anyway, I was saying, President Trump, the people that are under indictment, being charged for this Georgia thing. I wish I could remember the name of one of my favorite people, a lawyer that was fighting hard for Trump. I cannot remember her name now. But, you know,
Sidney Powell.
They know that it's total lawlessness. They know that there's no, it's just the color of law. There's no constitution, nothing. They're not, no federal statutes. They're just, these criminals are making the law up as they go. So my question to you, Nancy, is why would people even show up? Why are they not to the point of resisting arrest? Just like Alexander Solzhenitsyn said, if they start resisting, and every time they send 20 or 30 of these federal goons out, they'd lose five or six of them, it wouldn't take long. They would start rethinking it. It's just system was shut down. But if you know, I mean, personally, I'd rather be dead than to have to go to prison for that long length of time. That's just the way I look at it. So why did Trump go do all that stuff, Nancy?
I have no way of knowing what the answer to that is, but I think it is very ironic that these lawyers are being brought in for defending their own clients. How is that possible?
Yes, that's
can
true.
How can a lawyer be charged for defending his client? I mean, it's kind of, that's Germany, isn't it? Where
that's what happened in America.
Sylvia Stoltz and Horst was also. They were trying to defend Ernst Zundel, and Sylvia Stoltz ended up being thrown out of the trial because she was giving too good of a defense. She was arrested, spent time in jail for defending a client. This is the way we are marching down the same pathway.
You know, I have another question, and this I'll let you go back to your script, but. And this ties in, I was at the park, I was telling Dr. Hill of this during the break, the first hour, and I see these wealthy men, they're older, they're like baby boomers, maybe getting close to my age maybe, and they have these stinking Yankee flags. One of them had a Yankee flag, one of them has, of course, they got to have, well, the maximum virtue signal nowadays, but if you had to buy you a Negro from either Haiti or one of the African countries. I think Kenya is the big high on the list of virtue signal. Go in there and buy you a Negro and bring him over here and put him into a private school. But anyway, that's the maximum virtue signal. But now if you fly a Ukrainian flag, that's a virtue signal. But
right.
And what I don't understand is what person, especially a white person, Nancy, how can they look around and fail to see how incredibly corrupt this government is? I mean, like I've said it before, I'll say it again. I mean, it would make Caligula blush. Caligula would never even think about, I mean, he might have done bestiality and stuff like that, but nothing, what he did, nothing compared to what these pricks are doing. I mean, they're doing, I mean, how can they still support that stinking flag?
I don't, you know what I was, go ahead.
Oh, I'm going to ask you, that's just a question.
Well, I would just told a friend of mine today that I believe that even it doesn't matter what kind of education you've had. You could be someone that didn't even couldn't hardly graduate grade school or high school, but you could really elevate yourself if you have intellectual curiosity. If you have intellectual curiosity, then you can be anything. You can live in another world. You can live in a high culture. What we lack in this country, in my opinion, I don't care if you have somebody that's a graduate of Yale, Harvard, or Stanford. They, in my opinion, I think some of these people do not go beyond what is required in college, and they never reach out beyond that. My father never finished college, but he was always wanting to learn languages and mathematical problems. And that was something that followed through. I think my brother and I certainly were influenced by that. And that's what I think American people lack. Yes, they get a job, they get a good job, or they have maybe they don't have such a good job. It doesn't matter, in my opinion, what kind of degree you have if you keep on learning. And I just think our people are stymied. I don't think they reach for... they don't try to improve themselves. Now, that's just my opinion. Once they get a good job, that's baseball, football, and bowling or bingo, whatever. I mean, maybe I'm totally wrong. Sure, there's a lot of people that are thinking and intellectual, much smarter than I am. But I'm worried that our people do not reach for anything beyond what they... They just don't. They're not interested in the world. Certainly not beyond America.
You see that every day. What you just described pretty much the United States of America, though everybody's so crazy about. Not everybody, but a lot more people waking up. But you see that, you know, in the schools, they're just the people are so shallow now. They're just so many of them are just so stupid. I mean, they're cheering. So many of these people out here in Midtown, when I say they, I'm thinking about it's like sodomy down here, Sodom Central in Midtown, off of the Cooper and Young and Benton and places like that. That's where they have the, they actually have a LGBT, it used to be just LGB, lesbian, gay, and bi, LGB. Now it's got everything under the sun. They had to get more than one flag flying outside. They're very proud of being perverted, but they're like that, and there's a lot of money down there. I've never, you know what? You don't see too many poor queers. Every queer I've ever seen, they always have money.
Right.
But
I was going to ask you who won the Miss America contest last night. I watched. I flipped through it, looking at some of the entrants. There were obviously 50 entrants.
No kidding.
Ladies
I
that
was
were
honest,
in the Miss America contest. And here's the thing that really chokes me. It's not bad enough that we are covered up with blacks in the South. Yes, it'd be normal that we would have black representatives for southern states because we're overwhelmed with these people.
Yes.
But when you take a white state like West Virginia and they have a black representative for the Miss America contest.
My God Almighty.
Something ain't right. Pennsylvania had a black representative. Virginia, I can see that. But I mean, what? I'm surprised Kentucky didn't have a black representative.
And
I bet a black probably won.
Well, you know, it's probably about like the election process for the. We've had this big early voting going on here in Memphis. People give me hell if they want to, but I'm not even going to bother to vote because I know the fix is in. Just give an example. This what's his name? Steve Mulroy, the district attorney we have right here. He was installed. It's just by George Soros. Anytime George Soros comes into the town, starts quote supporting unquote somebody, they're going to be installed. So, mm-hmm. I mean, why even vote? You know, when we had a district attorney with a pretty long track record. And this guy comes in, nobody even knows him. All of a sudden, he's district attorney. That's probably how that Miss America thing was. It's the fix was in. I didn't even know what was going on. It used to be huge. It used to be a big deal. But if I didn't know about it, a lot of other people didn't know about it. But anyway, I was going to ask you something else. What was it? Have you heard any more? Well, let me skip down. Oh, look, I asked this question. Even Dr. Hill in the last hour, people keep talking about all these other people in the United States and the South of the world. More and more people are waking up. Like Dr. Hill said, not to dispute him or anything, but and Sister Monica talks about it. People are waking up. Boy, they're waking up left and right. Where? Have you seen it? I don't see where anybody waking up. Where have we seen anybody marching in the streets like they did in the 60s against the Vietnam War? I mean, I tell you what, people were raising hell in the 60s. Just wish they didn't get us out of going to Vietnam. But where is it? Where are the street demonstrations? Where's the student unrest on the universities, Memphis? Where the hell have you seen any of this waking up,
no.
Sister Nancy?
No, and I tell you, when I was talking to this lady friend of mine today, I think one of the, of course, I do my own thing, and I don't generally tell people what I'm doing. Maybe there are people who are like me. They don't talk about it, or maybe I don't know them. But I think one of the things that is best is to not tell people too much, because people like to undercut you or maybe even report you for something as simple as maybe putting up a sign. But
yes.
I don't want to discourage people from doing something. Everybody needs to do at least a minimum of one little thing, if it's calling your senator, your metro council member, making your own sign, sending a letter, sending a postcard. I mean, I want to encourage everyone to do what they can. What other people are doing in my area, I have no idea. I'm not overwhelmed with people calling me saying, I want to take down the government. I have one neighbor. He's kind of gotten, he thinks I'm a great American, and he thinks I know something, but I don't think I know much. But he has been awakened. Yes, one guy, one local man. So.
Well, that's one, you know, they say, I know it's a cliche, I'm just one person, but I can do something. I can't do everything.
That's right,
well,
yeah.
And we go by that. I'm not as good as you are. Matter of fact, I'm looking at, I better not give away the air. I've got this little, it's a small operation. For instance, if somebody was to put, say, a Confederate battle flag, or let me go back to this. What if somebody was to put a Palestinian flag on the gate that's surrounding a Jewish temple?
Good idea.
Would that be a felony? Would that be a fire and squad offense?
Maybe in Florida, yeah. Yeah, probably do 5 years, maybe.
I bet they would hear. I wonder if it says Memphis. How about if you put, like, what if some ne'er-do-well went and put a Confederate flag down where, for instance, the Civil Rights Center was? I wonder if that was here in Memphis. I wonder if that would be a felony. But I was just wondering stuff like that. I mean, God forbid I would ever think about doing anything like that.
Oh, God.
Or,
no, I know you wouldn't. Neither would I. But
I wouldn't do that. That'd be mean-spirited. But anyway, I forgot that. Oh, go ahead. I'm going
to
say this I'm talking over you. I'm sorry.
I used to have some Palestinian flags. I don't know if they got to you or not.
I won't say it on the air. National Jew flag that was been looked like it's been through the war or something, man. But anyway, listen, we're going to go to the third hour. We got to pick up Paul Fromm. You got to help me out because you know about the political prisoners. He wants to talk about this political prisoner, and you got the one with the memory, and you know about it. So, people, hang on. We're letting you know. Sister Nancy and me, we're going to go over. I'm going to bring them in and out of the breaks. Sister Nancy's going to guide Paul Fromm. He's coming on to give us the latest scoop from Canada. So, be right back.